Press Roundtable group this evening. I want to thank you, Kari Miyamai, for doing the Japanese press, Joe Yuhas covering the Western and Eastern European press, and Ibrahim Kazrouni for reviewing the Middle Eastern press. And if you'd like to comment on this evening's program or any programs you hear on KGNU, you can always call the comment line 303-447-9911. I've been your host for Hemispheres this evening, Jim Nelson, and tune in again next week for another edition of Hemispheres. The time is 7 o'clock, coming up on 7:01. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver. It's time now for the Cabaret program. Take it away, guys.
You are tuned to the Cabaret here on KGNU. Shall we bring you live local music each and every Monday night? My name is George with you this evening, and we're very happy to have in with us a great set of hour of music with you. You can sit back, relax, enjoy your cocktails or whatever you're staying warm with this evening with the Jesse Garland Show right here on the Cabaret. Take it away.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, and when I first met you, baby, I was lonesome. Then you came inside, and my heart grew light, and the whole world seemed new to me. You really swell, I have to admit you, deserving expressions that really fit you. So I rack my brain, hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. Dear Mr. Shane, please let me explain. About me, Mr. Shame, is that your grand? About me, Mr. Shame, please let me explain. It means you're the fairest in the grand. I could say Bella, Bella, even say to say, so kiss me and say you understand. real Mr. Shade. Please let me explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. My real Mr. Shade, please let me explain. Cause it means that you're the grandest in the land. Say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar, each language surely helps me tell you how grand you are. I tried to explain about the little beast you shame. So kiss me and say you just kiss me and say you understand. we'd ever be when we're out together dancing tea to tea. I always like to dedicate this next one out to all the servicemen and women. This is one of my favorite tunes, P.S. I Love You. Dear, I thought I'd drop a line. The weather's cool. Folks are fine. I'm in bed each night at 9. P.S. I love you. Yesterday we had some rain, but all in all, was it dusty on the train? P.S. I love you. Right to the Browns, just as soon as you're able. They came around the dining table, and let me see, well, I guess that's all. Nothing left for me to say, and so I'll go. I love you. Thank you.
Thank you for being available tonight as well at such a short notice.
Yeah, thank you.
Great to have you. I was thinking, how do you, so I guess, first of all, how long have you been singing? And this, the deeper question, like, how do you, with the great kind of, I guess, resources of songs that are out there, how do you choose what to sing? The two-part question. Tell us about yourself and why do you choose those songs?
Sure. I mean, I've been singing... Oh, I age myself here, probably over almost 20 years now at this point, and I've been singing even since as a little girl. And to me, the songs that I try to sing are things that touch me in certain ways, that move me, like the P.S. I Love You. I first heard Bette Midler do that tune, and it just causes so much emotion in me that I want to share that with other people. And so for me, too, it's hard to, you don't just sit there and sing a song or perform a song, you have to make part of you, and you expose a piece of yourself when you're out there performing it.
And you originally from Texas and then Colorado by way of DC. How did that?
Yeah, well, I was born and raised in South Texas, and then I actually went to school in Florida, made my way up the East Coast to Washington, DC, where I really got entrenched in the jazz scene. I got to sit in at places like where Ella Fitzgerald, Bohemian Caverns, actually. And to be on that stage was just such a treat. And then moving out here west, Colorado to me is just, it was my home I had not found yet until I came out here. And I've been out here since 2003.
Okay, great. And also, who else is in the room with us this evening?
Oh, we have a wonderful talent here, actually. We have on piano is John Armstrong. And for those who do like the ballet, you hear him probably for the last, I'd say probably 18 years. He has been the pianist for the Colorado Ballet's Nutcracker.
It's that time of year.
So coming soon, if you go to the show, you will most likely hear John. But John's just been a real treat. I've worked with him for many, many years on percussion, cajon, drums. We have Brian McRae, who normally most people, when they hear him are familiar with his rock and the jam scene, but he is also a very talented jazz musician as well. And then we've got Andre, who is one of my favorite friends and talented musicians, he says, I asked what he was going to be doing afterwards, and he says, I'm driving up to New York after he gets off recording with us tonight. So you never know where you're going to see him, and you've probably seen him with the Lionel Young Band and some others. He's got his band, Jazz and Nicholson, which is just an amazing instrumental group, as well as Brian also is part of, they're both with Go Go Lab, too.
And how'd you all meet?
Oh, so this is actually kind of a fun story. So John and I knew each other from years back in a wedding band, I guess you could say. Yeah. We did. And
you could.
we did. And that ended, and then years later, Brian and I actually met recording an EP, and I told him he was a good investment because we've been together for 4 years or so now. And but because of Brian, I reconnected with John because they were on a gig,
and then Bob Harris
actually,
yeah.
And then Andre came as a package with Brian, and he's been, I think, he's been one of my dear friends since then. So very small circle.
Great. So the Jesse Garland Show with us on the Cabaret tonight. What do you have up next for us?
I think we're gonna go a little Latin. I think. We'll see how this one comes out. It's one of our favorite sway. So this is actually one of my originals that I wrote a long time ago when I finally found love. You're my teacher, you're my best friend, you're my lover, my best go-to man. From the stars into the sun, oh my baby, you're the one. That leap of faith. Oh, my baby, watch the life that we'll make. You fed me from the ground, Lord, just like a floating leaf. You're my sweet surrender. Stars into the sun. Oh. that leap of faith. Which you can see on my CD that I have out there without change. So we're actually going to change it up. And this is one of my two favorite. We call this the Rainbow Medley. And two of my favorite songs. And we'll see if you enjoy. About rainbows, what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers and me, all of us under its spell. We know that it's probably someday I'll wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far, behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops, away above those chimney tops, that's where. Why no one?
show with us on the Cabaret this evening. If you're just tuning in, my name's George. We'll be with you for about another 20 minutes, hearing live music right from the studios here. So you got a gig coming up on Black Friday?
Yes. Black Friday, we'll be down in El Chapultepec.
When you really need to...
Yeah.
Some Chapultepec that...
Yes,
afterwards.
You do.
Actually, it's always a good time to go there.
Well, especially you've been out all day. Yeah. You need some, you know, to relax, some cocktails, some great music, and come down. We play a lot of the stuff that you're hearing tonight, but we also even take some modern tunes, and we'll put a little fun jazz twist. And by the end of the night, it always turns into a big party. Yeah. So it's a lot of fun.
So you experience some of the old Lodo, some of the old Denver history. And I'm glad that that place is still trucking along.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to ask now, so what are some of the new tunes that you guys work up? I'm not asking you to play them, but just kind of what might someone hear?
I would do a really fun rendition of the modern tune All About the Bass, which is a really fun swing version if you haven't heard. And then you actually hear that version, you're like, you know what, I like that better than the original.
Yeah, I saw that. That was like big on YouTube,
yeah.
Right? I saw that.
Yeah, so we do try to do some things. I actually, that evening, I will also be doing little Nine Inch Nails closer. Have a little fun with that one, too. So we just try to keep things fresh. And sometimes we just decide to make it up and see what happens, too.
Right. And is there a place online or so forth that people can find out more about
yes,
you and your shows?
Well, my website is The Jesse Garland Show. You can just Google me. I'm actually coming up number one when you do Google Jesse Garland, and that's Jesse with an E, not the IE. I'd go a little the tomboy method, but yeah, so The Jesse Garland Show.
Great. And I almost made that mistake earlier today when I was updating our website myself, so there you go. So in terms of how much of your own music do you write?
You know, I haven't been able to do a lot of writing as much as I'd like to. So I have about, say, a handful of tunes right now. My day job keeps me pretty busy, which, you know, it's the nature of the beast at times. But I'm trying to think this next year. I'm going to try. I've got some ideas. I'm going to start writing. But I think that's also, too, why I keep things very free and open. Mm-hmm. So we have an idea of the key, the feel, and then we just kind of see what comes out.
And with the songs you play, how does the arrangement process work with the band?
Well, a lot of that, in the past when John and I started just playing, I'd be like, well, what key? And this is normally how I've done it. Here's the form, and we'll do solos here. But a lot of times we go into other dimensions. Actually, I think another tune we'll be doing up in a couple will be, he's got a classical background, so he'll just do this amazing classical entry. Sometimes he goes into, I think, Stairway to Heaven, or you've done rock tunes and then come back out. So it's, we just listen to each other. That's the biggest piece. It keeps you on your toes. It makes sure you can't zone out and just get into a habit. You have to open up your ears and your mind and your creativity.
Great. And the last thing, I don't know if you could describe Brian's kit for the listening. And so you have a cajon, you have a pandetto, you have a really deep snare drum, and a couple of other. Is that a little? Right, so you can hear the range of sounds.
Yeah, so it's really nice. It's like he's sitting on top of his kick drum, as I always look at it as. And the cajon just really brings a really nice depth to it, but without it being so loud. So for the style of music that we try to do, it's great because you can be at a party, you could be at the St. Julian and not have the feel of a full band without the volume, which is really nice. And it gives it a lot of versatility because I've done gigs without having the drummer. And I tell you, I notice the difference. It's great with the musicians, but having that rhythm, it helps it move and go different places.
No, it's funny. We've had like a streak of cajons this year. So you're probably, I want to say the sixth we've had this year. You know, both people sitting on them, playing with their hands, playing with the pedal.
Yeah.
The whole
they've
gamut.
Been popular for about 10 years now.
Yeah.
And they're convenient, you know.
Yeah.
Easy.
So if you didn't hear that Brian saying, they're popular and convenient and easy. And I think, when played well, they sound great. Yeah, so they're Awesome. You mentioned the St. Julian. You guys have played gigs there.
It's been a while. I'd love to come back, but you know, they change things up a lot. Yeah. So, but we were playing there for about once a month, and I think after the El Chapultepec, we're playing actually at Oscar Blues and Lions. Be more of my funk and blues show, but I tend to do a lot of private events too.
Great.
Which is always fun.
Great. So the Jesse Garland Show with us on the Cabaret Show this evening. Why don't you give us a a couple more, two, three more, and we'll getting close to the hours flying by.
Yes.
summer, summertime. Summertime. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Oh, one of these mornings you're gonna rise up singing. Strong on piano. And of course, the guy who's been playing all night, Mr. Brian McRae. Thank you. George, everybody here at KGNU, we thank you for having us on your show. It's the Cabaret Hour. Thank you, baby, for letting us spin your ear. But now it's time for us to go. Bye-bye. Oh, baby, your hard luck stories, they all hand handed to me. Oh, baby, you know your love, it's all I can ever be. Make my bed and a lot the light, cause Lord knows we gotta get out of here tonight. Oh, baby.
Garland Show here with Andre on trumpet, John Armstrong on keyboards, Brian McRae on cajon and kit, and Jesse Garland on vocals. Thanks so much for coming down. Thank you for the thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Once again, you'll be playing at El Chapultepec next Friday.
On Black Friday.
Next Friday evening, go down there for your two-drink minimum and no minimum on fun, right?
No minimum on fun.
That's right. You're tuned to The Cabaret Show. My name is George. Once again, thanks for tuning in. It's about a minute or two before 8 o'clock. Stay tuned. Corriente is coming up next.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Now Playing, Colorado's own television series airing every Saturday night at 10 p.m. on CPT Channel 12. Now Playing brings the sounds of Colorado's musicians to you and explores the creative community, beer, cuisine, stories, and arts that inspire their songs and live performances. More information can be found at nowplayinglive.org or by watching Now Playing Saturday nights at 10 p.m. on Channel 12. Now Playing is a Denver Film Company production.
Son las ocho, it's 8 o'clock, it's KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. Buenísimas noches, ladies and gentlemen and women, boys and girls, señoras y señores, vatas y vatos, locos y locas, cholas y cholos. You've tuned into KGNU's Corriente, música latina para la gente. I'm Lito, el loco del barrio Pocho, entrándole y slipping through el otro side de las linguistic barreras to bring you nuestra cultura pa' que se te entrañe y que te toque la cora. It's the 17th of November. In 3 days, it will be el 20 de noviembre, the 105th anniversary of the beginning de la Revolución Mexicana that began in 1910, and that ain't over yet, porque el pueblo vive. Entonces, la lucha sigue. The music on tonight's show is all music from Mexico to commemorate the revolutionary struggle that began 105 years ago. We're going to feature over 100 years of music, including some of the earliest revolutionary corridos, as well as rock and español anthems of liberation and popular songs about social conditions, one of the major themes in Mexican popular music. Joe King Carrasco to start things out.